Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. Cause it's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Queens. Yes, you have tuned in to the Seasons of Purpose November edition of Queen Talk, in which we gather together as women to discuss 21st century women's issues from a biblical perspective. And we thank God for you taking the time out of your busy schedule and tuning in tonight. We have a very special guest in the house that is no stranger to Queen Talk, and that is none other than Dr. Justina Awani of Nature We Belong Natural Foods. She's going to share the mic with us tonight and talk about building a healthy immune system. We are right on the verge of the winter months, and viruses and flus, et cetera, are on the rise. And so I thought, and we thought, that it would be a great opportunity to talk tonight with you about how to build a healthy immune system using natural herbs and natural healings. And so I hope you have your questions ready. I hope you have your pen and paper at hand so that you can take some notes, not only for yourselves, but for your families as well, and maybe pass some of the information along because it is so vitally important. God wants us healthy. Scripture validates that God places high importance, great importance on our health. And we're going to talk more about that. But before we go ahead and get started, I'd like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song that just shares with you and with us of the awesomeness of our God. And then we're going to enter his throne and grace. And then we'll go ahead and get started with our program, praise God. So listen and be blessed. My God is an awesome God.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, have me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, heals me when I'm broken.
Strength
where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say,
he can move mountains.
He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever
he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good, do you testify?
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice. The whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes. I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is
listen.
Awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, look back over your life.
Awesome.
And see where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You said, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty. He's mighty.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Oh, my God,
my God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Amen, amen. Truly, truly, we serve an awesome God. Would you join with me in prayer tonight? Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord God. Indeed, you are an awesome, great, and glorious God. We thank you for this time together, Lord God, that we will be sharing of information that will help to be able to bless your people, Father. We give you all the praise and honor and glory. We ask, Lord God, that you just speak through Dr. Justina Awani, Heavenly Father, and prepare the audience to be able to have an ear to hear and listen, Lord God, to information that she shared, that it will be a blessing to them as well as to their families and others that need to know about, Lord God, your natural healing. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, praise God. We're going to go ahead and get started with the program. And I just want to share a bit about Dr. Justina Awani. She is the proprietor and owner of Nature We Belong Natural Foods, located in Tucker, Georgia. She is a naturopath, an herbalist, as well as a holistic practitioner. And we just give God praise for her because she is the only person that I know that you can actually go to that will take the time to hear what you have to say, what's concerning you, whatever ill you may have, and pray with you and seek the Holy Spirit specifically for what you need to bring healing to your body. Recently, I have a testimony, then I'm going to bring her own. I was 2 weeks ago, I had contracted the flu. And on that wind, my temperature, fever had gone up to 102.3, and with that, my body was aching, and I was just feeling awful. And I kind of knew even before it was diagnosed that I had the flu. I could tell by the symptoms that I had. And so immediately, I had my husband to drive me up to Tucker, and I shared with Dr. Awani what was going on. She shared with me that there was tea that she had made that addressed viruses and helped to build the immune system, et cetera, as well. Well, I did also, too, that fall, and I got the tea. I will share, I was at the time very weak, and I actually had to have my husband to help me to walk into the store. That was just how the condition that my body was in. The following morning, I did go to the doctor to get the test done, and it did test positive for the flu. They were able to start me on Tamiflu as well, but I continued to drink the tea that Dr. Awani had administered. And not only did I drink it, my husband drank it as well. Now, I don't know if you know about the flu and that it is a contagion. And normally, if you're in the house with someone that has the flu, you're going to catch it. But praise God, my husband, in drinking that the tea, he did not catch any symptoms of the flu. And literally, when we went to my doctor 48 hours later, he was totally shocked. That one, that I had recovered all but maybe a mild cough from the flu, as well as that my husband did not catch any of the symptoms and contract any of the symptoms. And so I share that story to say herbal healing as well, it works. Yes, yes, there is much to say about traditional medication as well, but also, too, there is God's hospital, and he did place, according to Revelation, the earth plants and herbs here for the of the nation. And he says as well, and it's written in scripture in 3 John chapter 1 and 2, and John shares that, beloved, above all things, it is my desire that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And so that is what we are praying for and desiring for you tonight. We're going to go ahead and bring Dr. Awani on the line. We're going to engage in discussions. And if you have questions, you will also have the opportunity to address those questions with her. Dr. Justina Awani, are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Yes, welcome to our program, and thank you so very much for coming on the program tonight and sharing this very vital, very life-changing information, because we are, as I shared earlier, entering into virus cold flu season, and we need to know how to keep our bodies healthy. So we thank God for you and thank God for your knowledge and information that you're willing to share. We're going to go ahead and get started with the program, and I'm going to turn the mic over to you, and then we'll start to address our questions. Go right ahead.
Hello, Sister, once again. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here again tonight so that we all can share together. We learn from each other.
Yes.
I don't know it all, but God does it. And
amen.
I want to say many thanks to Pastor Whitehurst again for allowing me to be here tonight so that we all can share together and learn from one another.
Yes.
When she asked me to do this, I told her that I was going to be using some common herbs that we can see every day that is affordable, but we don't know how important they are in our diet. So tonight we're going to be sharing something that we've been hearing the name, but many times we don't think about it because we think it's not healthy for us. So we're going to go ahead and discuss a few herbs here tonight that is all the time in the market, wherever you go, it is there. You can afford it. You can use it in time of emergency at home. And she is mostly concerned about our well-being, boosting the immunity. She is one of the wonderful pastors that I ever come across in my lifetime, because most of the churches is about bringing the tithes and offering. They don't care how the members are doing. No, this is not in their vocabulary, but for concern about your well-being, it is allowing me to go beyond. Okay. And I promise her that whatever you need to get member of your congregation or the women healthy, I will try my best. I don't know it all, but God knows it all. Whatever God give me, I will share with the audience so we all can learn from each other every time I'm here.
Amen.
So tonight, we're going to start with sage. S-A-G-E, is sage.
Mm-hmm.
Sage is very common. You can find it in any grocery store. Sage contains vitamin A, which is good for the nerve. Vitamin C is a healing vitamin. Vitamin E, good for eye and for hair, for skin. Zinc, you can also find that in sage. Copper, you can find that in sage. Magnesium, you can find that in sage. Because of all the vitamins and minerals, sage is able to help you with headache, sore throat, help you with stress, help you with inflammations, bacteria. If you have problems digesting food, you can just go to the market or wherever you are, get fish, boil it like in the form of tea, sip on that, and sometimes tell some people with a blood sugar that fish, if you drink fish tea every day, first thing in the morning, I will be able to control the sugar very well. Get fish. You can make that into a tea. If you have problem with gas, again, get your sage tea and drink it. If there's a depression, there's a problem with appetite, there's a stomach pain, there's a heartburn, that one little herbs, just boil it very nice, concentrated, take a sip first thing every morning. You should be able to tell the difference from some symptoms that you may be having as well. And we're going to talk about time. These are very common things that we can see every day. But because once again, we don't know what it is in our diet, the importance of it, we don't include these in our diet. But my children don't like to eat my food because these are cooking as it is to eat. Or I'm juicing and drinking as it is. Thyme will lower your blood pressure, will boost immunity, bacteria. Many people suffer from yeast infection, cancer. If you, again, first thing in the morning, get enough of thyme, boil it really, really good on a very slow heat. Just keep it in your fridge. First thing in the morning, take 4 ounces of that. That's half a cup. Warm it up. Drink it first thing in the morning before you eat anything. It will be able to help you with whatever you think may be your problem. And in time, you will find magnesium vitamin, which is good for the bone, for the blood clotting. Zinc, you're going to find potassium, you're going to find magnesium, you're going to find calcium, you're going to find iron in it too. These are all essential vitamins and minerals that we need to boost our immunity. And we'll talk about tarragon. It's all commodity inside the market. It's very cheap. You can afford it. Tarragon will also help you with blood sugar, inflammation, pain. It helps with sleep. It has vitamin A, vitamin C, B6, which is iron. Most of the time I refer people to tarragon when they have toothache. I say boil it and hold it in your mouth for some time. You do that for a couple of times. You should be able to get relief from toothache. Again, because of the vitamin A inside, which is good for the nerve, it makes tarragon to be powerful for toothache and for pain. It's also good for the skin too. It's good for the eye too. It's also good for reproduction too. People who want to have babies, it's good to incorporate that into your diet. It's also good for the brain. If you want to get some mental clarity, it's good to incorporate that into your diet. It's good for the blood pressure as well. Any herbs that you find inside is pretty good to help with the nerves so that we can be calm and pay attention to ourselves. But vitamin C is good. It is a healing vitamin, but you got to be careful with that. Because if you take too much of it, like I see people have a 1,000 milligrams, 5,000 milligrams, all these high doses, introduce calcium into the kidney, and then you're going to end up with kidney problem. So when you want to take vitamin C, be very, very careful how much you are taking. If the doctor tell you to take 1,000 milligrams a day, no. We don't want kidney disease. 1,000 milligrams a day, too much. Let's say you only weigh 90 pounds. Are you taking 1,000 milligrams of this chemical a day, your whole intestinal system is going to be burning inside of you. I'm trying to figure it out. I can't tell what is happening to me. What's happening to you is the heat you put into your body. So 1,000 milligrams a day, I would divide it into four at 250. And I won't even take that 250 a day. I would take it two times a week and followed by enough water to flush it out of my system so that the immunity can boost very well. Basil, I like the smells of it. I use it quite a bit. Now, oregano. Oregano, I think a couple of years ago, it was on the research list that it killed some of the cancer. And so oregano is, once again, is pretty cheap. You can afford it. You can use it to reduce inflammation. You can use it to try to see very clearly. You can use it for your brain function. You can use it for blood pressure. You can use it to give you good skin. All the little herbs that we see in those places, God did not give it for decoration or to just pass by. He has put all the essentials, vitamins, and minerals that we need to boost our immunity. That's why they are there. So when we see them in the market, grab some, incorporate that into your diet. Feels all the time is good, but sometimes it's not good. All these little green things God gave it for us to use it so that we can be well, to live long the face of the earth, to glorify him. The longer we live here, the more God will be happy. I'm going to talk about basil. Basil will help with stress, with cancer, with digestion, blood sugar, inflammation, depression, detox, heart disease, diabetes, infections. Again, it has AK, magnesium, calcium. Wherever you find A, the whole world, we all need vitamin A because that helps us to regenerate the cells so that we can have a peaceful mind. When the mind is at peace, food will go down well. In the presence of stress, food cannot go down. Your stomach shuts up. When that happens, then the cell begins to malfunction. Blood pressure will come up. Cholesterol will come up. Diabetes will come up. Anxiety will come up. Because the cells in our body need food to be able to support our well-being, and the very voice that we are putting out, it is the cell that enable us to do this. So when the cells is not well, the entire body is not well. So we have to be very careful what we are taking into the body so that we can be healthy. Live long for God and for ourselves. Abraham lived 100 and plus years, and so is Moses. All the people live long. What is happening today to us? And all the, it was manna and green stuff. But today we are incorporating so many junk into our diets. We got the fried foods. We got this. We got that. Now, food combination is very, very important as well when you are in the kitchen. In the kitchen, you're not going to put mango and lemon or lime together. That is not right. Mango is a neutral acidic fruit. So you don't want to combine it into acid. What is going to be happening at the end of the day is the mango doesn't have an acid in it. So the acidic fruit is going to digest first. In the process of acidic fruit digesting, this mango sitting there is going to ferment. If it ferments, it's going to give you gas, bloating. I don't feel good after eating this food. You don't feel good because you did not do proper combination with that food. People cook food, and you know, when it turns to me and say, oh, let's just sit out. I'm on it, my turkey with apple. No. In the book of Genesis, the book says, flesh go with green vegetables. You know why? The green vegetable is alkaline. It's going to neutralize the acid that is in the flesh so that when you eat it that way, you will feel better. But when you cook flesh with sweet, you are looking for gas problem, bloating problem, indigestion problem, discomfort problem, all kinds of problems will be generating from that food because why? You did not properly digest the food. Green goes to flesh. Flesh is acidic. Green is alkaline. So the alkaline is going to neutralize the acid so that your body can digest the food very well so that you can have a peaceful night's sleep. Food combination is very, 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 very important. Now we are in the winter season here. We got, what, four seasons in a year, I think. Everything God made, he made it according to seasons. He gave the food according to seasons. And so whatever it is available now in this winter time, this is what God made for you to eat it to boost your immunity. Eat the winter food. Your body is ready to receive it to boost the immunity so that you can withstand the cold. Eating seasonally is another thing that you can do to boost the immunity. And there is no way that you're sitting here with the winter here and then you're going to take something that belongs to the summertime. Guess what? When you do that, your body is going to say, I don't feel good. You don't feel good because you ate the wrong thing at the wrong time. So it's very, very important that we pay attention to what season is it? Okay, this is what available. Maybe this is what I need to do. When you pay attention to what you eat, what you drink, your health can be well put together. Boosting the immunity comes with what you eat, what you drink. So it's very, very important for us to pay attention to our diet. Our diet is the one that makes us whole. Our diet is the one that makes us unwhole. We're going to talk about cilantro. Again, anything green in general, it carries vitamin C. Anything yellow in general, it carries vitamin A. Anything red in general, it carries vitamin C. So vitamin C is a very popular vitamin. You don't have to take the pills sometimes to get vitamin C, you know. You can put some green leaves together, blend it up, drink it, life is good. Cilantro is a common thing. It's very cheap. I think the organic one, you can get it for like $1.29, like if you get from which market. Cilantro will, because of it carries vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin K, potassium, magnesium. So because of all of these vitamins, it will take care of your inflammation, will lower your cholesterol, it's going to reduce blood pressure, it's going to also help you with anemia, it's going to help you, it's going to make the bones stronger, and dilated, and improve sleep, and all of these. Vitamin A, once again, A, C, these vitamins are very, very essential in our life on the earth. God put it here to get us long life so we can live for him. We are not living for ourselves. We live for God. We don't own anything in this world. We don't own ourselves. Everything we think we own, no, it doesn't. We don't own it. It all belongs to God, including ourselves.
Amen.
We are here to glorify him. We are here to honor him. Now, we want our children to honor us. This is the same way God looks at us. When we do the right thing, if we follow the diet plan that he has for us, we're going to live long so he can be glorified. This is the reason why he put all the fruits and vegetables out here for us to eat them. He put a sweet one. He put a bitter one. The ones that are bitter, combine it with the sweet to reduce the sweet so it can go down well for you to avoid sugar in the blood. So vitamin K here, I think we all know that. It's very essential for us too. Potassium is pretty good. Because let's say you eat something wrong, and you eat something that is, if there's something that is high in potassium, like a cilantro, blend that, just get it, wash it clean, chop it, put in your blender, blend it good, squeeze it up, drink one cup every morning. All the bias around the liver is all going to be out. It will clean the body very well.
Mm-hmm.
So cilantro is very, very, even food poisoning. If you go somewhere and eat something and you feel that you have that, make your cilantro juice and drink it. It's going to help you with that food poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
God prepared everything. The way we are made is like on a Thanksgiving dinner table. When you look on Thanksgiving dinner table, you can pretty much find every food categories. That's how God made us. He put everything here for us so that when the time comes, we look around, pick it up, help yourself. And he made them very cheap. It's always good to ask. I always see this. I don't know why it does. Always ask. You see somebody in the store walking. If you're looking at face, they are smiling along with you, and you see you have questions, don't hesitate. So what this is about? What does it do for me? Especially these little shop people, so the Chinese store, all the herbs that they have there. Do y'all see them in any hospital? No. They eat all the green stuff. That's how they look, the way they look. That's why we don't see them in the hospital. We got to learn those days when there was not good, it was not good in this country. Our people survived on collard green and cornbread. Corn carrying enough protein in it. Collard green carrying enough magnesium in it that calmed the nerve at that time. That made them to survive. We need to return back to where we came from. We had to go back to the green fruits and vegetables. You can take your pill, but don't forget that the pill came from green fruits and vegetables. They took it to the lab. They dry it up. They grind it up and package it. It becomes pill. You can combine both. No, nothing wrong with that. You can eat the green vegetables and also take the pill. It's not a problem. If you eat a green vegetable and take the pill, the chemical that they use to preserve the pill, the vegetable is going to extract that from your body, and then this means you're going to really be living well. So let's return back to where we come from and live very long life for ourselves, our children, our loved ones, and for God. Thank you so much for allowing me again to be here tonight.
Amen.
Ready to, if there is any question here.
Well, thank you so much again, Sister Destina. Wow. I have sit here and took at least 2.5 pages of notes just in what you've already shared. We're going to go ahead and open the line up to give everyone an opportunity. If you have questions for Sister Justina, Dr. Watt, please feel free to address those. Press 1 on your dial pad, and we will bring you into the studio. And while we are waiting, Dr. Awani, would you address the importance of detoxing our bodies? That is something that I would like to, for you, if you would, to touch upon and share.
Detox is important in that, especially this time where the weather is cold. Most of the time, I like to make things simple so it can be clear. I tell people, now, look at your trash can in your kitchen. If you put 2 weeks of trash in that trash can, you don't empty it out, the trash will begin to be all over in your kitchen. Now, depending on what you put in there, some might be smelling, some might not. And so this is the same system with our bodies as well. Detox is important in that we eat food all throughout the day. 24 hours around the clock, food is in our mouths. And so the food that we are eating is not all the food is digesting. Some of the food don't digest. And so the one that don't digest, it becomes a problem for us to live well and stay well. So that makes detox to be very necessary as a living soul. So depending on how you eat, if you like to eat meat, I suggest that you detox once a week. If you are not a meat eater, you detox once a month. If you go out to a party and you know that you are eating enough, more than you usually eat there, when you get home the next day, go to the farmer market, get you cilantro, get you celery, get you some cactus leaves, now cucumbers, blend all these together, put some cinnamon leaves inside there, blend it all together, squeeze it up, drink it and get rid of all that junk you put in there last night that don't belong there so that you can feel well. It's very necessary that we detox for us to remain in good shape. Boosting immunity, it comes to detoxing. If the old food sit down there, then you're not going to feel good. So it's necessary that we always get rid of undigested food, especially here in America. You eat so much protein here. Now, sometimes differ a little bit with Dr. Sibby because he just talks about mucus, but he did not clarify to the people what caused mucus. Mucus is caused by undigested proteins. If you eat chicken, meat, fish, whatever it is, the one that don't go down, it's going to come out as a mucus. And so that makes detoxing very necessary. So these, you don't know what went down, what did not go down. So it's necessary that if you eat again more than, if you usually eat a pound, and you go out and eat 2 pounds, go ahead and detox. Clean it all out so your body can lay well.
Thank you. Very, very good. That is so vitally important to our overall health that we do detox and get the toxins out of our system, because without that, even in trying to practice some of the helpful benefits, if you don't take the time to get the toxins out of your system, you're not going to feel at your optimal best. So thank you for sharing that. Go ahead. Do we have questions tonight? Is there anyone that has a question? Press 1 on your dial pad at this time, and we will dispatch you into the studio. We have right at about 15 minutes or so left into the program, and I'd like for you to get your questions answered. This is your opportunity. 1 on your dial pad. All right. Praise God. Caller, your last 4 digits are 4294. Go right ahead, please.
Hi, how you doing? Good evening, Pastor. How are you?
Good evening, Manley.
Good evening, Doctor. So wonderful to have you back again. Just want to thank you for your gifting to us, your blessings of healing and knowledge. It's been a wonderful, just a wonderful blessing to the body of Christ, and I thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us this evening. It's been very eye-opening.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. You talked about the immune system and how important it is to keep our immune system boosted. I was just wondering, are there some signs that we might know or can be aware of if we have a weak immune system? Sometimes, you know, we may think we're in pretty good optimum health, but what are some signs that you know of that might be, give us a clue that this it'll be time to boost that immune system?
Some of the signs that you know that you should be looking for is sometimes you wake up, you're pretty much tired most of the time, fatigue most of the time, too much sleepy. Or people's body varies. Some people will be very sleepy. Some will not be sleepy. Headache. All of these, look out for them. Because you know your body from health point. If there is something that is not well in your body, you can tell. If you are somebody that always has energy, and you see that your energy is going down, it's about time to detox and boost the immunity up. If you are somebody that eat as much as you can eat, and you realize that you don't have appetite to eat, it's about time to detox and boost the immunity. Now, from now you wake up late, you sleep for, instead of sleeping for 8 hours, you only go to bed now for 2-3 hours, you wake up. It's about time to boost the immunity. Yes.
Okay. And my second question I have for you is, what do you recommend? Should every one of us be getting vaccinated for the COVID and the flu shots? Should that be a part of boosting our immune system?
Well, that question, the only answer that I can give you on that is not yes, it's not no, but what I can tell you to do is flu shot vaccine, make sure you eat very healthy, detox, cut down some flesh in your diet, eat more green fruits and vegetables, especially raw vegetables. Raw vegetables have pre-digesting enzymes. What I mean is when you eat it, your body don't metabolize that. The pre-digesting enzyme in there is going to metabolize the food and give you the nutrients that you need. So in this flu and vaccine period, this is really the period in man's history to detox, because the chemical is a foreign substance to your body. So sometimes for some people, if the body is not very well, it coagulates in the blood. It forms tumors. So
Amen.
You detox, you clean up, you wash your diet, you eat properly, you combine your food well. Yeah, you know, we are now controlled by men, so sometimes it's good to follow authority, because the Bible says leaders are called by God. But, yeah, you take it, honey, you go home and clean up yourself and get it out of your blood. That's the thing I can tell you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You too, love.
All right. Thank you, Minister Manley, for posing those questions. And thank you, Dr. Iwani, for your response. Our next caller, 4396. Go right ahead, please. 4396. Good evening.
Yes, I thank God for you, Pastor, and also for our speaker tonight. It's a blessing to my soul.
For you.
Would you be? Are you able to hear?
Yes,
I'm
go right ahead.
Hello.
Joycelyn, can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can. Can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, the question that I would like to ask what do you think the best thing for me to take while, you know, the changing of the weather and all of this and our immune system that you was talking about earlier, since I'm around a lot of kids in the afternoon and they're a lot of them are getting sick, having the flu, and this allergy is just going around. Do you recommend anything?
Yeah. With that, you can, do you like to a lot of salad is good, but not okay. lettuce, not a white lettuce. It got to be the green lettuce. The white lettuce is nothing but carbs. So when you eat okay. a white lettuce, what happening here is before you digest, it turns to sugar. And so you don't want that mm-hmm. white lettuce. No. You always want to use green vegetables in your salad.
Okay.
This kind of flu season is good for us to use a lot of cilantro because it helps with inflammations,
mm-hmm.
poisoning, blood pressure. Because of 100% potassium contents, it would be good. So the cilantro, you can get you a couple of cilantro, whatever fruit is you like. Make that
okay.
fruit salad and put a little bit of the cilantro inside. And eat the fruit
oh.
salad like that. Yeah, and
okay.
then it will help to boost the immunity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for this. This has really helped me a lot. I do appreciate it by the grace of God. Thank you so much.
Well, you deserve yeah. it. May God bless you as well.
Thank you. Likewise.
Mm-hmm. Thank mm-hmm. you. Thank you. Sister Joycelyn, for posing that question tonight. That has, I'm sure, helped us all because we, especially those, many of us have children and grandchildren, and mm-hmm. we know from moms that one child sometimes may catch a cold or virus or flu and then
mm-hmm.
pass it through. House. I've had that to happen in my own house when my son was younger, and everybody ended up with the flu back at
mm-hmm.
that time. So, yes, it's so very important if you're working around children or that you try to keep your immune system built up and boosted as much as possible as well. So thank you for that question. Is there another tonight? We've got a few more minutes left into the broadcast. If you have a question for Dr. Awani, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will certainly dispatch you into the studio tonight. And while we are waiting, Dr. Justina, I did have another question, being that this is a Queen Talk broadcast, and most of the callers are on the line tonight are women. Talk with us a little bit about what, as women, we can use to help us from an herbal standpoint to walk in better health or optimal health, things that are specific to women's health.
Specific women help, you know, when talking about this, we look for age categories.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, age group, the first thing we need to do is to, whatever we can do to boost the immunity, we need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when time is running out, the cells are declining. In the presence of declining cells, our bodies become weaker. The benefit we used to enjoy before as women become a little bit lesser. So when we get to a certain age, we need to find herbs like, again, you know, we all don't have the same problems. So addressing this, sometimes it's good to be like an individual type. But in general,
mm-hmm.
whatever you can do to boost the immunity, you do it. Depending on where you are, Dawn Coin is good for women. It
okay.
boosts women immunity. Sleep is good. It boosts women immunity. Echinacea is good. Because I know when we running out like this, sometimes there is a little bit of different problem we face. Echinacea is pretty good because that's a natural antibiotic. So you don't want to take that consistently. You can take it for a week and back up. But it's good to
mm-hmm.
always have echinacea tea at home. Whenever you come for out, you don't feel good, drink your echinacea tea. Whatever the problem is, it's going to take. Echinacea is not only for boosting immunity, but it's also good for arthritis. It's good for any type of infection, for the eyesight, for energy, for all kinds of problems. So when we are running out of time in life as women, we have to focus on, that's why I like to address individually. Sometimes women will ask me, I had a woman, I said, you know, sometimes I just crave for chocolate. I don't know what that is. I don't have sugar anymore. Blah, 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 blah. I said, well, and also I said, now, when your period was coming, when it used to come, how you used to feel, what food you used to like to eat. And she just started laughing. She said, I used to love chocolate. And when I eat it, I feel good. I said, okay. Now, what your body is telling you here is we have Memorial Day in life, right? We celebrate Memorial Day. So body always memorize everything that have been going on when we came out of the mother's womb. So if cycle may not even be coming again, but your body will always remind you that it's that time, even though it's not there. But the type of food that you used to eat at the time and feel good, you go ahead and eat that, and your body is going to sit down and say thank you. This is general for all of us. It's good to pay attention to your body, to remember when the time was there. What is it that you used to eat when the time come? What used to calm you down? What used to make you happy? What da 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 da? If drinking anything make you happy at that time, and you remember what type of food that is, pick it up and eat it. Most of the discomfort we have sometimes is the body is just letting us know that it's about that time. When we can recognize that and just give the body what it needs, we shouldn't have that to visit most of the time.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's good information to know. Wow. All right.
It's totally good to know your body. You need to remember those days. Okay, you know, like the lady when I told her the chocolate, she said, and then she said, you know, sometimes if I don't feel good, I eat chocolate or that, I feel good. I said, yeah. Your body reminding you that it's about time.
Well, thank you for sharing that, because I'm one of those chocolate lovers as well. So that just kind of adds to, especially to certain times during the month. So, yes. So much for sharing that. That adds clarity to the why. Oh, it's been a great program tonight, and thank you. We're right out of time, but I thank you so, so very much again, Dr. Awani, for coming to the program and sharing such vital, again, life-changing, life-enhancing information with our audience. We appreciate you, and God bless you. Much success and blessings to your business as it is a ministry, as you go forth to be able to bless God's people with better health. We love you tonight and thank God for you. Thank you again. So tonight also, amen, amen. Thank you all for tuning in to the Queen Talk Radio broadcast. We pray that this information has been a blessing to you. We ask that you go forth and make it an awesome week. We love you and take care. Yeah. Have a great night. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on! Come on, YP, sing it. Say it will be gone. you're going through. Our God is able to bring you out. No matter what it is, there's still a testimony coming.